Benson stared at the headless figure hanging from a small pinyon pine tree. In place of the victim's head were two truck-sized side-view mirrors embedded into the corpse's neck. Surreal was the first thought that crossed Craig's mind, and certainly a signal to all comers what was in store for them if they were caught by whatever claimed ownership of the area. It was another few seconds before Benson saw the inert body of Lemon encircled by several small people. The first word that crossed his mind screen was children. Then he realized they were midgets, with weapons almost as tall as they were. While in the shower, I heard something and looked up to notice the electric door to the shower being pried open. This guy slid in and locked it behind him. I became tense and uncomfortable. I looked at him as he approached me with his hand tucked under a towel. My heart started racing. I knew something bad was about to go down. As he got closer, his hand came out from under the towel. I saw the shiny, sharp object. He said, "Turn around and be quiet." But for a moment, on a beach in Southern California, a happy few, had stood their ground. Oddly enough, perhaps unknown to the many or even the few, the Day of Two Suns may well be the defining moment, not just of the Americans, but of the world. "I'm Max Dunham. Who are you?" I looked at the boy as I spoke, but it was the girl who answered. "I'm Della Street, and this is Paul Drake. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Dunham." "Playing games with the detective?" "I've seen Perry Mason, miss. Della Street and Paul Drake are characters created by Earl Stanley Gardner." Her face pinched a little. "We're aware the aliases are transparent, but we prefer to operate anonymously until we decide whether you can be trusted.